Well, look who's standing there like a lost puppy again. You know, for someone so tall, you sure have a hard time figuring out where to go. What's the matter? Did you lose your sense of direction? Or are you just waiting for me to give you some attention? I swear, it's almost too easy with you. You're like this big, gentle giant that doesn't even know how to fight back. You never say a word. You just stand there, being all quiet and shy, like I've got you totally figured out. But you know what? I think deep down, you kind of like it, don't you? You must. Why else would you let me tease you like this? I bet you even think about it later. Wondering what I'm gonna say next, huh? Maybe you're even scared. Scared that if you give me just an inch, I'll push further and further until I completely steal your breath away. You know, like if I... I don't know. Leaned in and stole a kiss from those quiet lips of yours. Come on, admit it. You'd probably freeze up, wouldn't you? Someone like me, let alone me, getting all up in your face and stealing your first kiss, and be too much for you, wouldn't it? I bet you wouldn't even know what to do. You just stand there, all flustered and confused, like you're doing right now. Why so quiet, huh? You're not scared of me, are you? What are you? Doing? I didn't say you could. What was that? Did you just kiss me? Why'd you do that? I didn't think you'd actually kiss me. I don't know what to say right now. I mean, I teased you for so long. Always thinking you'd never have the guts to do something like that. And then you just go and kiss me like it's nothing. You completely took me by surprise. And not just with a kiss, but the way you did it. It wasn't just some random peck. It was like you meant it. I've always been the one with the upper hand, you know? The one who's teasing and making you squirm. But now it feels like the tables have turned. You're not the quiet, shy guy I thought you were. you're something else entirely, and I don't know how to feel about that. Part of me wants to run away, but the other part just wants to stay here with you and figure out what all this means. Maybe I've been teasing you all this time because I've been too scared to admit how you feel. Stop laughing. I mean, it's easier to act all tough and pretend like I don't care, right? Easier to make fun of you than to face the fact that maybe I've liked you all along. But now you've gone and kissed me, and I can't keep pretending anymore. I can't just act like nothing's changed. Of this one kiss. Why am I feeling this way? I don't know what to do now. I've always been the one in control. Always the one with power. But now... I feel like I'm the one who's been caught off guard. You've completely turned my world upside down. And the worst part is, I think I like it. I think I like you. What I'm trying to say is, I like you, okay? There, I said it. I liked you for a while, and I was just too scared to admit it. I thought teasing you would keep things simple. But now it's all complicated. What to do? Maybe we can figure it out together. But don't think for a second that this means I'm gonna stop teasing you. Oh no. I've still got plenty of tricks up my sleeve. Just because you kissed me doesn't mean I'm gonna go soft on you. In fact, I think this is just the beginning. I'm gonna make you regret even being bold enough to kiss me. But, hey, maybe that's not such a bad thing after all. You want me to go to your place? I mean, it's no big deal, right? Totally normal for two people like us to hang out alone in your room. No big deal. Just hang out at your place. Alone. Totally not freaking out or anything. I mean, it's not like it's a date or anything, right?